Okay, we're on the next part of Siman Sadi. This is where we do Rei Kabbalah, and then we're going to go on to Amir al-Akum, Shavuos B'Seder. The halacha is that you're not allowed to give a matana on Shabbos. It's Derech Mekach u'Memkar. The one exception is that if it's Letzerech Mitzvah or Letzerech Shabbos, then it's okay. The same is true about giving a mashkon, also a form of kinyan. But if it's for mitzvah, for Letzerech Shabbos, it's fine. But you can't say the words Hilach Mashkon because that already seems businesslike. Shtari Hedyaitis. All right, what's Shtari Hedyaitis? So a person not allowed to read a Shtar Chov, person not allowed to read his phone bill or his electric bill, anything that has to do with business. You're not allowed even to read a friendly letter if it's not with Letzerech Shabbos. Even though we saw that Hirur is Mutter, right, from Bedaber Davar, but when it's obvious that what you're doing is that you're reading some kind of a text, and then it's Aser. The exception to that is if you get a letter in the mail, and it might be Letzerech Gufay, you might need to know the information important to you, so you can read it misafik, not the peh, but with your eyes. But if you know that it's business related and it's not Letzerech Gufay, so then it's Aser, and the letter itself is Muksa, you're not allowed to touch it on Shabbos. Looking at pictures with captions on it, even if they're on the wall, is a problem. Also, Shtari Hedyaitis. You're not allowed to read any kinds of books, like, what's it called, novels, history books, that don't have any kind of a, you know, positive message to it or anything. It's just Divrei Cheshek, things to stimulate your imagination. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, it's Aser al Shtari Hedyaitis. And he says even during the week is brought down lahalacha that it's part of being a mesh of leitzim, and it's just megara the yitzahara, and it's not something that somebody should do. However, reading things which are entertainment but have positive moral value, like he says, he brings Josephus and other types of things that you can make your own applications. So then that's mutter to read on Shabbos, but he says you shouldn't overdo it. Okay, you're not allowed to measure on Shabbos unless it's Letzerech Mitzvah. What's it called? B'makom Pseida, if you're going to lose, so then you are allowed to talk about Divrei Chol on Shabbos. What's it called? Whether to Yisrael or to a Goy, you'll be allowed to do that if it's going to prevent some kind of a loss. Then from there we move on to Amir La'akum. Amir La'akum is a Shvus. We're afraid that if you can have a Goy do Malacha for you, by talking to him, so then it's, what's it called? So then you're going to come to do the malacha yourself, because you're going to be involved with malacha all day just by having somebody else do it for you, you know, employ someone else. So anything that's usher for you to do on Shabbos, you can't tell a guy to do it for you, even if you're going to hint to him to do it for you, that's also usher. If you tell him on Shabbos to do a malacha after Shabbos, that's also Aser. If you tell him before Shabbos to do something on Aser, on Shabbos, that's also Aser. If the guy does them, wants to do malacha himself for you, like putting on a light or something like that, or fixing a wick, so he says you're supposed to make a macha, you're not allowed to have him do it. However, if there's a hefset that a person is going to lose money, a substantial amount of money, like he says your barrels of wine are going to go sour, or a barrel of wine is going to go sour, even, he says. So then you can call a guy and tell him, you know, my barrel of wine is going sour, but you're not allowed to hint to him or or tell him what to do about it. He just has to figure that out himself. You are allowed to say, oh yeah, there's barrels of wine that are spoiling, or the lights went out, and whoever comes is not going to lose. If you do that, and the guy comes and takes care of it, since it's a case of hefset, so then that would be mutter. So, Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow we finish the rest of the siman over here about Amir al-Akum and the Yisur Midrei Kabbalah.